Hello, hello, wine enthusiasts. Did you know September is California Wine Month? No kidding, the entire month. Let's find out all about it as we head out on the wine road. Okay, actually, we're not going to be on the wine road because on the phone with me is Nancy Light, the Vice President of Communications at the Wine Institute, to talk about September being California Wine Month. The Wine Institute is an advocacy organization and the voice for the California wine industry.
That's right. We've been around since 1934, so we're on our 84th anniversary, almost 85th. And basically, the industry formed this organization, post-Prohibition to sort of rebuild. As you know, we had a pretty thriving wine industry prior to Prohibition here in California, and it was all but decimated after that experience, but for some that many in Sonoma County that held on through producing Sacramento wine. And, it's a very complex regulatory system in the U.S. We've got 50 different states with 50 different sets of laws and regulations governing alcoholic beverages, including wine. So wineries need help in navigating that. And that's essentially what we do.
Yeah, and I imagine you keep yourselves pretty busy doing that.
Busier every year.
So what made you choose September as California Wine Month? I'm guessing because it's the month of harvest. Does that have something to do with it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it wasn't because we wanted a quiet August. And I think if we surveyed our members again, they might say, reconsider that. But clearly, no. Look, September is traditionally when the harvest is getting into full swing throughout California. It's when you're pretty guaranteed if you come here or if you venture into wine country from wherever you're, if you are in California, a lot of our visitors are, you're going to see grape trucks, you're going to smell fermented wine, you're going to really kind of have a feel like you're part of what the harvest is. And it's the time of year that our work all year round comes down to, these couple of weeks in terms of how the weather's been, what we've done, and making wine that eventually is going to be going out to the people that love California wine.
Right. And the season seems to be getting longer with the warmer temperatures and some harvest starting weeks early and in August. And sometimes even with sparkling wine, the last couple of years, they were starting in July and still running through October.
Right. This year, I think we're closer to the normal start dates because we have had this little bit more of a cooling system for here, if you've noticed. But that's right. Yeah, so it does extend. And again, one of the reasons that we can make so many great wines with such different styles and characteristics in California is our microclimate. So at any given time, you're exactly right, depending on the varietal. Somebody could be harvesting sparkling wine starting in July and might still be pulling wine in November, Cabernet somewhere where it's cold, or certainly they're doing late harvest wine.
Yeah. Getting back to Prohibition, I heard it said that had that not happened, we could be drinking a lot more Italian varieties than French, because prior to Prohibition, Italians were planting Zinfandel or Primitivo, Barbera, Dolcetto, Sangiovese. Then after Prohibition, our interest turned more to French wines, Bordeaux, Burgundy, Syrah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that, but I think that's right. If you look at what they call the field blends, first of all, that's based on the fact that we had a lot of Italian immigrants here that were coming, and they were bringing their winemaking skills with them, and they were making wine. So they were some of the original winemakers, Germans as well. There were others. But if you look at some where they talk about the field blends, where they didn't have one varietal. They planted a combination of varietals that they would use for their wine. It was variety labeled at that time. I think many of those were Italian, so that is interesting. Changed the course of history in the wine industry and in many other ways, I guess.
It certainly did. Well, we're celebrating quite a bit, and part of the celebration this month is there are all kinds of special tastings and festivals and wine and food offerings going on. Should we talk about some of those?
Sure. Yeah, I think we know wineries in California are great at offering hospitality year-round. In the month of September, we ask them to think about hosting events that maybe give people a little bit more of a hands-on experience or immersive experience for them to, again, get a little bit of a taste of the harvest. And there are both, I think, 60-plus events on our website right now. They will be more added during the month, so discovercaliforniawine.com is the place to go, or just Google California Wine Month for the latest list. But there are individual winery events. There are some events that go on month-long. There are also region-wide events happening in pretty much every part of the state. And then there are just some terrific individual winery events. So you really have your pick of where you want to go and what you want to do.
Should we talk about some of them? You want to mention them?
Sure. Yeah, let's talk a little bit. Alexander Valley Vineyards has a number of events happening throughout the month. They have a winery and cave tours they're offering. with their work at Cave and taste young wines straight from barrel. I'm sure you've done that, Jeff, having been affiliated with the wine industry for a long time. But for people that haven't had a chance to do that, that's a really fun. Just make sure you wear a sweater.
It is.
It's cold and Cave. And then towards the end, it's 22nd, they are doing their annual harvest party and grape stomp. So.
Okay, great.
Livermore Valley also has September 2nd, so that's Monday, their annual harvest wine celebration. That's in its 37th year. Again, a great chance to taste wine from, you know, dozens of wineries in that region with some great food and really learn a little bit more about that.
And Livermore has such a history in the early part of the wine industry. You know, a lot of people think of Napa as being the one that put California wines on the map. And actually, it was a wine from Livermore, a white wine that won the Paris Exposition in the 1880s, I believe.
That's right. Terrific history. And, of course, the Wente clone, Wente family, you know, five generations, with Cannon as well.
Yes.
Both of those who contributed in terms of their clonal collection in California. So, again, great region. Mendocino, the following weekend, so September 7th and 8th, has the their annual Wine Song Weekend, which includes silent live auctions, obviously emphasizing Pinot Noir, the Wine Festival. It's not by region, in Capitola, which is a lovely city. It tastes a lot of in Santa Cruz County, in wine in that region. And then, again, towards the end of the month, the Zinfandel, the Zap folks, are hosting an event. They're hosting this at CIA in Napa, but they're talking about stories from Napa Valley exploring Zinfandel.
Yeah, and they just had one just a couple of weeks ago for Sonoma at Klein Cellars. So this is the one, for Napa, celebrating Zinfandel in Napa, and that's going to be a fantastic event on the 22nd.
That's terrific. How was the one at Klein? Did you have a chance to attend that? Or
Yes, I was there. It was a beautiful day because, well, Klein Cellars is kind of like an oasis there in Carneros. Mm-hmm. So there plenty of trees and water features around. And it was a good crowd. But, boy, I'll tell you, having this big event at Copia in Napa is going to be a couple of steps up above what they did at Klein.
Right. It's a great facility. I don't know if you've been to it. They kind of have reopened, but yeah, you're right. It's a lovely facility, and it'll be a great chance to dig in and dive into some Napa Valley Zinfandel, not necessarily as well known for, you know, when people think of Napa Valley, they think of Cabernet. Of course, they make great Cabernet, but they make pretty great Zinfandel.
Certainly, yes. One fun event that caught my eye was Benesserie Vineyards in Napa Valley is offering a harvest party and grape stomp. So if guests want to take off their shoes and try their hand or foot at traditional grape stomping, they can do so.
You're right. That's a lot of fun. Messy and sticky, but a lot of fun, but people seem to enjoy it.
I've never done it myself. I haven't really had the chance, so I'd like to do that sometime.
Well, you have a lot of chances now, Jeff. Just check out the events and head on over. As I said, I think Alexander Valley has Vineyards has one as well. And I don't think you have, again, we've got 64 events on our website at discovercaliforniawines.com, but Trefethen does a great event towards the end of the month. This is something they've done for a long time. It's their boot camp. People join as part of the their crew. They harvest grapes. They make wine. They, of course, have a wonderful lunch. And then they get to, really be a part of that year's harvest. And that eventually, they buy when it's bottled.
So yeah.
That's another one that's very popular.
Interesting. And that's been such a wonderful family winery, Trefethen.
Well, exactly. And they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year as well. So.
And you know who else is, too? In September is ZD Wines in Napa. They're celebrating 50 years.
Is that right? That's wonderful.
Yeah.
They're a great family.
They're also having an event at Copia on September 8th to celebrate their anniversary.
And that's open to the public?
I believe so. I think it might be close to being sold out. Certainly worth looking into.
That's great. I'm sorry we don't have them on our list, but I appreciate you mentioning that.
Glad to contribute.
yes. and are you mainly interested in events in the North Bay area or beyond that?
Well, I was going to point out that a lot of what we just talked about is certainly just in the North Bay, but I imagine there are so many going on around the entire state. Is that part
absolutely.
Of the 64 or so?
That absolutely is. So again, those region-wide events, so the... mid-September is the Lodi Grape Festival with music, wine tasting, and, activities for the whole family. That's been going on for 81 years. So we're 84 years old. They've had their festival for 81 years.
Holy cow.
Madeira Wine Trail has a California Wine Month celebration on September 22nd. The El Dorado Winery Association has an event in early September. There's a Barbera Festival in Amador County at Teradora Wine with over 70 Barberas, over 70 wineries.
That's what I love about it.
You're talking about those Italian varietals from pre-Prohibition. Barbera is one of them.
That's why I love Amador, because they do have some wonderful Barbera and Zinfandel as well.
Exactly. So that's a great chance to really, you know, learn more about that varietal and taste some examples from around the state. So again, there's events in Los Angeles, Temecula down near San Diego, our probably southernmost wine region, is also hosting a crush event that they do annually. So really, again, you're pretty much, you know, within an hour of a wine event, you're in any town of any size or city in California.
That's a good
during
point.
During the month of September.
Yeah. Anywhere in the state, you're so within an hour of a wine event. You know, the interesting thing, though, too, I noticed on your website that even though we're well known for wine, California is certainly known as a food destination, and there are over 400 different specialty crops in this state.
That's exactly right.
So we have so much to offer.
We do. And it really is, you know, we know we're spoiled with the produce when we go to the, you know, whether it's the farmer's market or the supermarket, with what the offering we have year round, and of course varying by season. But wine is also considered a specialty crop. Wine grapes are a specialty crop. But as a matter of fact, coming up this spring, we're at work on a book right now that will be released called Wine Country Table, that's being written by Janet Fletcher. That is going to be exactly that. It's a culinary tour of the state by region, highlighting, you know, wineries in each region and also farms and the crops that they produce.
Wow.
So
that'll be interesting.
Lots of good recipes, of course.
Yeah. I'm still amazed at this stat. Now that there are wineries in every state in the union, California still continues to have over 90% of the total number of wine exports in the U.S. That's astonishing.
That's right.
Since we're on the topic of statistics, let me interject here with a few more stats for you. In 2017, the U.S. hit $35.2 billion in estimated retail value of California wine, which included 241 million cases shipped just to the U.S. And if you add on international markets, that number rises to 278 million worldwide California wine shipments. And this is a bit of trivia I've mentioned before. If California were a country, it would rank as the number 4 wine-producing country in the world, behind France, Italy, and Spain. And we're just one state. That's pretty impressive. Yep, a lot of great wine is coming from this state, and that leads to all kinds of fun activities and events to participate in.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the few, food, you know, and certainly there are great farm tours, but that you can... And I think that's why it's so popular. You know what I mean? If this is something you enjoy and you enjoy at your table, you can go and kind of be part of it and meet the people behind it and, you know, take part in this Southern California Wine Month, especially whether it's stomping grapes or, you know, doing a blending exercise or something like that. You know, you can get a little bit closer. And I think that people enjoy that. I think especially, you know, we hear more and more people are less interested in things and more interested in experiences.
Right.
And certainly I think that's something that the wine industry offers. We offer experiences. And I'm sure you have seen, Jeff, in your time in the industry, the change in, you know, tasting room experiences or the winery visiting experience. And this is still prevalent, and it's great. Sometimes that's all you want to do is go and taste some wine from a winery at the tasting bar. But increasingly, you have a chance to do a tour of the production facility, a tour of the vineyard. There's all kinds of food and wine pairing experiences. You can make a reservation and have something, you know, guaranteed that's a little bit more interesting than standing and tasting the wine. So I think that there's been a lot of thought put into hospitality, what people are interested in, and of course, them kind of becoming part of the winery through a club membership or some other affiliation.
Yeah, and more wineries are offering experiences during the harvest season as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which makes a lot of fun.
Like the boot camp we mentioned.
Yes.
And so on.
Yes, yeah.
Now, have you harvested grapes?
I have. I've participated in a couple of harvests and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard work, though.
Yeah.
I have to say.
I'm still at the age where I can enjoy getting dirty and bending over a little bit. So.
Right. I just remember, you know, you're getting up at the crack of dawn and increasing.
Well, it's a fun month to get out and enjoy as much as you possibly can, and show your love and support of the California wine industry in September.
One of our signature industries.
Definitely.
Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and wine.
And not necessarily in that order.
And not in that order, in my mind, no.
Hey, thanks, Nancy. We appreciate you shedding a light on September being California Wine Month.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Great to talk with you, Jeff.
Nancy Light of the Wine Institute. Here are a couple of other events occurring, one of which she mentioned but got a bit distorted by the occasional poor telephone quality. It's the 36th annual Capitola Art and Wine Festival in Santa Cruz County, in the town of Capitola. That's September 8th and 9th, and Corbel Champagne Cellars, out in West Sonoma County, is offering their Flavors of Fall, sparkling wines paired with delicious small bites, and you can ride on the tram to tour the vineyards. You can find all of these events and so much more at discovercaliforniawines.com. Click the tab that says Wine Month. And as she mentioned, at the time we talked, there are 64 events on their website and more being added throughout the month. And they are all over the state, as we mentioned earlier. Mendocino, El Dorado, Paso Robles, the Central Coast from San Luis Obispo through Santa Barbara, and down north of San Diego in Temecula Valley. You might find an event that might be worth planning a vacation around during September. And here's one more stat for you, and this is an important one. California wine generates 325,000 jobs in California, and around the country, 786,000 jobs related to the California wine industry. And the economic impact on the U.S. economy is $114 billion, $57.6 billion just in the state of California. So it certainly is an industry worth celebrating. Once again, visit discovercaliforniawines.com for all the events happening in September, California Wine Month. I'm Jeff Davis, and this is On the Wine Road.